The Republican National Convention is only a month away, and it is estimated to bring at least 50,000 people to Milwaukee. Some of those visitors will be greeted by Milwaukee high school students. Milwaukee Public Schools and the Marcus Corporation partnered to launch a student ambassador program for the RNC. The student ambassadors will welcome hotel guests as they arrive in the city. The students will also learn about the hospitality industry, Milwaukee's history, and the economic impact of the RNC. WUWM Eric Von Fellow, Nadia Kelly, visited the Hilton Milwaukee City Center Hotel as the students started their training earlier this month.
Businesses all across Milwaukee have been preparing to welcome thousands of RNC visitors. This includes the Marcus Corporation, which owns the Pfister, St. Kate, and 14 other hotels in the country. The company has recruited the help of 15 Milwaukee high school students.
So when you guys are in the hotels for RNC, if you encounter a guest with an issue and you solve it for them, tell each other, tell the managers, tell the associates.
During the week of the RNC, the students will be stationed at the Pfister Hotel and the Hilton Milwaukee City Center, greeting guests as they arrive from out of town and answering any questions they have about navigating Milwaukee. The program is a paid summer internship. To prepare, the students are participating in a five-week-long training. This includes lectures about the hospitality industry and meeting with hotel staff members. Students will also participate in tours of Milwaukee to become more educated on the city's history. High school students Jasmarie Perez and Frida Katoom from Alexander Hamilton High School are excited about what they'll learn. Katoom speaks first.
Well, we're currently learning about hospitality right now, making sure that you have a positive presence when you're talking to the guests, make sure that you're properly representing yourself, those around you, and Milwaukee Public Schools, because that's where we're coming from.
Tomorrow we're going on the hop and we're going to tour downtown, see what it's like so we know what we're talking about when we're telling guests, oh, like there's this nice restaurant that you could go to hang out with family. It's on this street. So I'm looking forward to touring Milwaukee.
MPS internship coordinator Tamara Coleman and Marcus Hotel's director of talent acquisition, Matt Martin, initially came up with the idea for the ambassador program in 2020 when the Democratic National Convention was coming to Milwaukee. But because of COVID, the DNC was scaled way back. Once Coleman and Martin heard that the RNC was coming to Milwaukee, they revisited the idea and started planning. Here's Coleman.
With the RNC, we were just a little nervous with the whole political environment. It's very different than it was for the DNC. However, we just thought it would be a great experience for our students to have this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
During the training, the students also get to learn about Milwaukee's political history from local officials. Coleman organized panels, where the students will hear from former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, State Representative Supreme Moore Omukunde, and Mayor Cavalier Johnson. Jasmine Gray is a senior at Golda Meir High School. She applied for the program because she was interested in developing her communication and leadership skills. But since starting the training, she has enjoyed learning more about Milwaukee and has come to see the city in a new light.
I didn't think Milwaukee was that big, so when I first heard of the Pfister, like how it hosted so many presidents, I was like, whoa, I think it's going to be a rich experience for me.
Catherine Rufer is a teacher at Bayview High School and one of the three teacher leaders who will supervise the students during the ambassador program. She says she feels lucky to experience new things with the students outside of the classroom.
I'm going to be experiencing some things that I never have either. And I've lived in Milwaukee my entire life. Nobody has done it all in Milwaukee. So it's all going to be a learning experience for all of us. So it's kind of cool that we all get to learn together.
Coleman hopes the ambassador program will challenge the students to get out of their comfort zones and maybe even spark an interest in politics or hospitality as a career. She also hopes the program will show the students what makes their hometown so special. I'm Eric Von Fellow Nadia Kelly, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.